Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Okay, we are live and I have an exciting session for you today. We're going to start the business plan today, Tony, and this is all about making 2023 successful. We have boiled it down to four simple steps, and today is step one. So if you tune in the next 4 weeks, by the time you're done, you will have a basic business plan. Now, obviously, you can get really in depth with business plans, but our goal here in these 4 weeks is to give you something. So especially those of you who've done nothing over the years as far as a business plan, please at least do this. And if you want to take it to the next step, by all means, you can reach out to us and we have some great tools for making a more robust business plan. So that's the intro. Let's do some introductions here. I'm Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar. I run a team called the 21 Mike Team here in Ohio, and we cover from Columbus to Cleveland, all the way west out nearly to Toledo, at least to Sandusky, let's say, and east to Ashtabula, Youngstown. And Tony, we're on pace to once again close over 500 deals this year. We're gonna get there, and hopefully next year even shoot for that number one spot for Century 21. But best way to reach me is mike@21mike.com, or go to the website 21mike.com, and you can click a link and schedule an appointment with me. Tony and I, we do these sessions every Tuesday. And it's realtor training mostly, but we have some non-realtor people tune in because a lot of the stuff we offer, Tony, like marketing ideas, really apply to any business. So while our focus is real estate, and of course your focus is running Homestar, Tony's got a lot of experience here, unique proposition, because with Tony, he focuses his business strictly on helping you solve problems, helping you do more business. Really, he's a coach, a mentor, and he's been that to me for many years. So Tony, why don't you finish up your introduction? I didn't say your phone number yet, and anything else you want to add, and then we'll get rolling.
And you know my phone number almost better than myself.
I figured I'd let you say it today.
Yeah, so anybody could always reach me 7 days a week. Holidays, I'm always on duty no matter where I'm at. And my number is 216-374-1269. And this is not just for agents that call me from other companies and other states and brokers. And, you know, so it's really anybody. If I have time in my schedule, I'll put you in there to help you out and just collaborate and just, you know, help out. That's why we do these, right, Mike? Just to help out. You know, that's what we get from this, is just knowing that we might help someone, at least one person.
Yeah. Sharing of ideas. I mean, I think that's huge. That's kind of part of our culture. And the other tip for you guys, if you want to get a hold of Tony, is make sure you tell him what you want to talk about. That applies for me too. I have a lot of people who schedule an appointment and then they don't tell me what we're going to talk about. Really helpful in preparation if you let us know what we can help you with, you know, so that we're not saying, well, you know, we'll have to get back to you on that. You know, obviously letting us know what you want to talk about is really helpful. Today, to reiterate, we're talking about the business plan. So we've condensed this down to four simple steps. Okay. And believe me, guys, this is not some 100-page business plan you're going to have when you're done with this, but it's more geared toward especially the folks who haven't really done a serious business plan before. We're going to take you through the thought process, grab something to take notes because you're going to have homework. Business planning is all about thinking about your business. Okay. So, and that's step one, Tony. I'm going to borrow from Simon Sinek. He did the book, Start With Why, and it's all about the why of your business. If you don't really think about this, it's not as meaningful. So I know I talk to agents and sometimes they say, you know, I'm doing this to make extra money to put my kids through school or to get out of debt or so that I can leave my job and do this full time. Tony, I'm sure over the years you've heard some great whys. And I like to talk about this, and I want to open the table to you to mention some of the whys that you've heard, because I think when agents really start to think about their why, it's empowering. So take it away. Tell me some of the interesting whys that you've heard to help agents come up with their why.
Definitely. The number one reason is always just trying to do better than where they're at, you know, financially, a job that they would love to do and not hate going to every day. And the sky's the limit. And where you put more into it, you'll get more out of it. And then pretty much other than the time is the flexibility with time. But I always stress to agents, flexibility doesn't mean less time. Is that, yes, you do have flexibility to work, you know, from home, away from home, but it's not. And I always remind agents when they tell me that, why it's like when they're getting in the business, like, no, if you're going to want to be a successful agent, there is no 8-hour days. There's no shutting off at 5, but you do have some flexibility. And the great thing about real estate, you could delegate. I have a lot of agents that sell real estate every month, but never go out on showings. They have people that go on showings or listings. So you can delegate, which is nice, and build a group of agents so you don't have to do all the work yourself. So, but the, otherwise, you know, just paying off debts, retirement, vacations, usually it's all roughly about wanting to do better, making more money, and being in control of your future. You know, it's those type of things. And it's really, I see more and more of it, which has always been, but a little bit more now than compared to 20 years ago, is a secondary income. Not to go into complete detail about that, but years ago, there wasn't all these other ways to make other money, right, Mike? You know, 20 years ago, there was no, you know, online things you could do or sell things on eBay or Amazon or all these things. So we're more of a side gig type of society. So I think a lot of people I'm talking to more and more new agents are getting real, say, hey, I'm just looking for another income source and something I could do after 5 weekends, something else I could work on in between my other income too. So I see more and more of that.
Yeah. No, all good stuff, Tony. So again, think about the why. That's your driving force. That's what's going to keep you motivated throughout the year. It's also going to help you come up with the goals. So if you haven't already written it down, you can have more than one why also, you know, so kind of go through it and list out the reasons why being successful in real estate is important to you. I don't care if it's to close one or two extra deals a year for some extra spending money, or if it's to put food on the table for your family and send your kids to school. Have that list and have it front and center. I suggest putting that list right on the wall in front of you, on your desk, on your desktop of your computer, wherever it is where you can look at it every day and be reminded, kind of like a vision board. I've heard people call it a vision board, whatever. That list needs to be in front of you so you see it every day. All right, that's part one of step one. The next thing I want to get to, there's 3 steps today. The second thing I want you guys to think about is what we call a SWOT analysis, and that's SWOT. It's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The first two are especially important. And again, I want you to write these down. List out what your strengths are. Okay, you should lean into your strengths. If you're really good in person, then you should focus on week 4 on strategies that involve you face-to-face with people. If you're great on the phone, if you're a great social media guru, I mean, if you're really good at Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever, list out what your strengths are, but also list out, excuse me, what your weaknesses are. So you know, first of all, what things to work on or what things you might bring in later. Tony, anything on strengths or weaknesses that I'm not thinking about?
Just did a video, and I'll try to keep it short, on sometimes your strengths can be your weaknesses sometimes. Like I say, if you are too, you know, very emotional and sensitive and you really care about people, that, you know, that sometimes keeps you stuck with clients, and when it's not in your best interest to stay with clients that might not buy or sell or realistic, or some people that are like to learn and they're just like a sponge. Then sometimes these type of personalities just spend most of their time learning and not doing. So your strengths also could be your weaknesses. And hopefully that made a little bit of sense.
Yeah. But I think, again, guys, this business planning process is all about thinking about you, thinking about your business. So really take some time, make a list of things that you're good at, things that are your strengths, and the things that are your weaknesses. Okay. And the second part of that is the opportunities and threats. And let me take a second to explain this a little more. as you think about your market, wherever it is, whether it's a geographical area, whether it's a niche market, like, oh, I work with investors, or I work with investors who fix and flip, or I work in a condo area, or I work with vacation rentals, whatever it is, you should think about where the opportunities are. So is there an opening in your market? Did somebody just retire? Did someone go out of business? What are the opportunities in your market? Is there new construction in your area? Is there some opportunity that you're not currently taking advantage of? Or maybe you are and you want to double down on it. So really think about in your market, what you're doing, what's going to affect you in 2023, what are those opportunities? And then secondly, what are the threats? I'm going to give you one. And if this one is not on the top of everybody's list, I think you're nuts. But we know it's already showing up in the numbers. The number of transactions is probably going to continue dropping. You know, I'm seeing experts predict anywhere from a 10 to 20% drop in number of transactions. So that's a threat to your business. If you sell 10 houses a year, guess what? Next year, if you change nothing, you'll probably sell 8 or 9. Now, how does that affect you? We'll get into that a little later, but that's a potential threat. So if you want to increase your business in a time where total number of transactions is dropping, I hate to put it this way, but you're going to have to take market share from somewhere, either from agents getting out of the business or from other agents. So the O and the T in SWOT is opportunities and threats. Tony, anything to add there?
No, but there's always a piece to the pie. So I talk to agents every day, you know, talking about the market. There's no reason why any agent can have more business next year than this year or the year before that.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number two team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
So, and again, we always compare what everything to what the last year was, not the year before that. So I've been explaining to agents, you know, we're going back to 2020, 2019 or 18 numbers not compared to last year, which was a obviously we all knew in the news a big year. So again, the market, you can be, you could outbeat the market, right, Mike?
Absolutely. I got licensed in 2008, and we all know what 2008 is synonymous with. 2008, I did 12 deals part-time. That was 2009. I got licensed end of 2008. So 2009, 12 deals. 2010, 35. In a market where everything was tanking, right? Oh, the sky is falling. And my third year in real estate, 65 deals, Tony. So it doesn't really matter what's going on in the market. There are always opportunities. There are always threats. But that's why this planning process is so important. You know, back then, I didn't have a great plan, but I'll tell you what I did. I worked on what was selling. I was taking REO, bank-owned buyers. I was doing short sales. I adapted what I was doing to serve those clients that had those needs. So the question you guys should be asking yourselves is, what am I going to do? What is my business plan going to look like? What opportunities am I going to take advantage of in order to do what I want to do? And not everybody's looking to double or triple their business every year. It may be that you just want to keep your business the same, or maybe you want to work less, or maybe you do want to increase your business. Hey, I want to go from 5 sales to 10 or 20 to 40. Whatever it is, there's always a plan. There's always, like Tony said, there's always a piece of the pie. You just have to go and get it and have a plan to do it. I was hesitating because you look like you wanted to say something, T.
No, that's it. That's it. It's just, it's the one, and we've said this on one other video, is that if you're an agent and you're doing 10 deals, if you follow the market, like if your business is like mimics exactly what the market's going to do, say it's down 20%. If you did 10 deals a month, 10 deals last year, and you're going to do 10 as 8, you're not out of business. You know, if you did only five transactions last year and you're going to do four or three, you're still in business. So I see agents that sometimes they go, oh my gosh, this affects the big companies that have small margins. You know, so the big companies, you're going to see this company that, you know, you see mortgage companies laying off people, this or that, because they work on small margins. Most realtors have big margins. You know, what I mean is that they get their commission check and that's all profit. They don't spend much money on expenses, you know, until, you know, so most agents, individual agents, if you go back to your expense, go see how much money you made last year, see how much money you spent actually on your business. I bet you it's very little. it's a very small number.
As you always do, you segued perfectly into the last step of today's big picture session, which is all about the budget, the expenses. So we couldn't have planned that any better, and we didn't plan that. But let me just recap real quick where we should be right now. So you should have written down at least startings of your list of your whys, you know, why you're doing what you're doing. Number two, your SWOT analysis, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. And number three, and this is a huge part of your homework for next week, because we need to know these numbers for you to take the next step of your business plan, which is actually calculating how many sales do you need to have to accomplish these goals? How many appointments do you need to set? And then how many conversations do you have? But what you need to know is your budget. Okay, now we're not going to help you do your budget. You guys know how much money you spend. But if you don't at least know how much money you need to make to break even, to pay your bills, wow, that's a good place to start. List your bills out. And, you know, I know you guys, I can't see most of you guys, but raise your hands if you have a budget, if you have a household budget and you know how much you need to make just to pay the bills. So if you raised your hand, take your hand, reach back and pat yourself on the back. If you didn't raise your hand, this is so important. At least know what you need to pay your bills. Then from there, take it to the next step. You know, how much money do you need or want to make? You know, because bottom line, guys, you know, I know we're in the business of helping people. We're in the business of helping people achieve home ownership, buying, selling, all that stuff. But the best metric that we have for our business is probably dollars. Yeah, some people say, well, I want to help 10 families. That's a great metric also. And if you prefer to think about this in terms of number of transactions, we can work with that too. But most of us are measuring our business in dollars. So that's why we talk about that. So budget, understand how much money you need or want to make.
Yeah, the main thing, like you said, Mike, is your personal budget, because I see a lot of agents over 30 years of being in the business get out of real estate, not because they're not profitable in their business. They're not making enough money for their personal expenses. If you separate that, because as most agents, if you just look at your expenses for business wise, like what you put into your marketing or what you put into your board dues and MLS fees, your most agents are profitable. If you sell two houses a year, you didn't spend more in business expense. It was just, so you really got to look at your personal expenses and make sure you make enough money to keep in business, if that makes sense.
For sure. And I'll tell you, the other reason that having that list of expenses is so important, Tony, is one of the things we're going to talk about when it comes to sources of business is your sphere of influence. And everyone thinks, oh, my friends, my family, my past clients. You're forgetting a huge segment of your sphere of influence, and that's people that you are a customer of. So in other words, if you have a landscaper, if you have a hairstylist, if you have an attorney or dentist or doctor, all these people are potentially in your sphere of influence. So not only is it a great exercise to make that list, understand money out, but think about those people. You know, how about the receptionist at the dentist's office? Do you chat up the receptionist about your real estate business? That's a conversation about real estate that you should be having. So I'm going to recap this, and then I also going to tell you what I need you guys to do for next week. So just one more recap here. Write down number one, your whys, your motivations. Put this up on the wall, have it in front of you. Number two, do your SWOT analysis. I'm not going to reiterate what that is. You guys know what it is, but please do the SWOT analysis. You will enjoy the exercise and it will be useful. Number three, the budget. if you're not understanding the dollars in and dollars out of your household, which will help you establish that goal for your 2023, you got to do that. Now, the next step, what we're going to talk about next week is we're going to get nitty gritty into numbers. So what I need you to do is know what your numbers are for 2022. It's a great starting point. Like Tony said, we shouldn't say, well, I did 10 deals last year, so I want to do 12 deals this year. That's a very basic way of looking at things. I think you should go a little more in depth, but have those numbers so that number one, you kind of have an idea how much you tend to earn per transaction. So if you're going to keep going after the same target market and your average commission is $4,500, that's a great number to use for your business plan for 2023. Now, you might tweak it if you say, well, I'm going to go after this neighborhood. I'm going to farm this neighborhood where the average price point is $800,000, and I expect to get 2 sales next year from that neighborhood. That may adjust your numbers a little bit, but having the framework available to you enables you to make those tweaks. So what I want is your 2022 numbers, how many sales, how many dollars, average price. And I also want you to have some kind of idea of how many conversations you're having currently. So are you dialing the phone or are you just waiting for the phone to ring? Per day, per week, per month, per year, how many real estate conversations do you currently have? Because the business plan key, the bottom line number that we're going to get to with the business plan is how many people do you need to talk to per day, per week, per month, per year to achieve the number at the top, which is the goal. Bam.
That's great. That's perfect. Everything is perfect.
Yeah. So, all right, just to remind you guys, that's next week is the number crunching. And then again, 4-week plan here. Week 3, Tony is going to talk to you about sources of business and marketing channels. So we have this big master list that we can send to you. Again, text Tony 216-374-1269, or you can email me. We'll send you these lists. This is no secret. Mike at 21mike.com is how you get me. But week 3 is about sources of business and marketing channels. This is going to be a real fast overview because, guys, we do 20 minutes here. And then week 4, well, that'll be Tony again, where we'll get down and talk about how to implement that plan. A calendar, a time block. So if you are trying to have 10 conversations per week, how do you make that happen? Hope that makes sense. It will by week 4.
Yep, that's great, Mike. Thanks.
All right, guys. Well, like I said, I promise we're going to simplify this process four-week step to a very basic business plan for you. By all means, feel free to reach out to either of us if you have questions. And until next week, have a great rest of your productive business real estate week.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed free beer and real estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.